Now to our first feature. The Evening News asked Norman Brooks to say farewell after 66 years in a high-pressure job, with low pressure too. Rain, wind and snow. The reader is Sarah Lusher.
As the last in a very long line of amateur meteorologists who regularly contributed to the Norfolk Press, I've been persuaded to outline my progress through 66 years of recording the daily weather scene. When my family and I moved to Norfolk in 1970, by a coincidence, we found ourselves bidding for the same property as Professor Hubert Lamb, who was establishing the Climatic Research Unit at the UEA. Over the next 15 years, I was honoured to become well acquainted with Hubert, who was acknowledged as being the world's foremost climatologist of the 20th century. I still retain a testimonial that he wrote for me. He stated, "I have met few people so committed to an interest in meteorology as Mr. Brooks. The upholding of such a long-established organisation of interested voluntary observers maintaining scientific weather observations is an estimable English tradition going back over 300 years. My interest and later passion for meteorology began as a nine-year-old in 1947, the snowiest winter of the 20th century. Living in Bath, I was fascinated by the sight of German and Italian POWs shovelling the huge amounts of accumulated snow on the roadside into army lorries and dumping it into the River Avon. But perhaps my most abiding memory was the sight, on the morning of the 6th of March 1947, of a phenomenon very rarely seen in England, glazed frost. Every surface, every branch, even small twigs were sheathed in ice. The bright sunshine transformed the nearby park into a glittering fairyland. This early interest was further fostered at boarding school, where one of the masters, with the help of pupils, kept a daily tally of the weather during term time. In 1954, I purchased a cheap rain gauge and several thermometers, and on the 1st of July, I began my daily record of the weather. We moved from Bath in 1960 and with my new wife, Marie-Jean, set up home in a village high up on the downs between Marlborough and Swindon. The Met Office was interested in the situation, so after being supplied with approved instrumentation, I maintained an official climatological station, submitting monthly returns of my observations. I was elected a Fellow of the Royal Meteorological Society before we moved to Cossey late in 1970, and I again opened a climatological station liaising with the Met Office. On the early morning of the 1st of August 1972, drama occurred. A very intense and localised rainfall had its epicentre above my rain gauge. In less than 2 hours, 4.46 inches of rain fell. The return period for such a rainfall is once in 350 years. I became a great friend to the late T.B. Norgate, the local historian and director of the still current Norfolk Rainfall Organisation. On his retirement, I took over this voluntary organisation, whose figures are published monthly in the EDP. Also, I submitted a monthly weather report to the Evening News. Late in 1991, our family moved briefly to France, and by this feature was ably continued by Neil Evans, whose knowledge of our local weather is unsurpassed. Also, by supreme good fortune, I passed the running of the Norfolk Rainfall Organisation to Terry Mays of Colchester. He and his wife have maintained this feature ever since, a remarkable achievement for which Norfolk should be very grateful. We moved again, this time to Dover from 1993 to 2002, and I again opened a climatological station. On our return to Cossey in 2002, I re-established my station and submitted my monthly Weather Watch feature to the Norwich Evening News from December 2002 until December 2019, a total of 306 articles. In recognition for services to meteorology, to date 482,000 separate observations, I received two awards from the Met Office. I have no plans to fully retire, and my observations will continue to be published monthly in the parish magazine Cossey News and annually in the Transactions of the Norfolk and Norwich Naturalist Society and the Wensum Valley Birdwatching Society. In conclusion, I wish to express my gratitude to the editorship of both the Evening News and EDP for always publishing my copy in unexpurgated form, in spite of my sometimes unfashionable opinions.